Welcome to this Advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on Nightbass switch-up modulation, with breakbeat surgery and ragga elements in a drum and bass context. Today we're building that really important moment in a tune where the whole energy tilts sideways. Not a full breakdown, not just a drum fill, but proper switch-up scene. The kind of section that feels like the track has taken a late-night detour. The break starts getting chopped to pieces, the bass begins answering back, and the vocal chops start acting like a second rhythm section. This is especially useful in drum and bass, because modern tracks need contrast. If everything is constantly full power, you lose impact. So what we're doing here is creating a short 4-bar or 8-bar mutation zone that gives the listener a fresh shock of movement before we slam back into the drop. Think of this as rolls, not just sounds. One element drives motion, one element gives punctuation, and one element creates atmosphere. If everything is trying to be the main character, the section gets muddy fast. We want a clear conversation between the break, the bass, and the ragga vocal fragments. Let's start by setting up the session or arrangement in a clean way. Keep your main drop loop intact, and duplicate the section into a separate switch-up block. If you're in arrangement view, I'd strongly recommend dropping a locator at the start of the section and color-coding it. That sounds simple, but in a fast arrangement workflow it keeps you making musical decisions instead of hunting around the timeline. Create 3 groups. Drums, bass, and ragga FX. On the drums group, start with drum bus if you want extra punch and glue, then a light glue compressor for cohesion. On the bass group, keep things lean. Your synth, then saturator, then EQ8. On the FX group, use tools like echo, reverb or hybrid reverb, and auto filter for motion. Now for the breakbeat surgery. You want a break that has clear transient information, a strong kick and snare identity, and enough texture to survive heavy editing. If the break feels too clean, dirty it slightly before you slice it. A touch of drum bus drive can help bring out the character. In Ableton Live 12, simpler in slice mode is a killer way to do this. Set it to slice by transient, then trigger the break as MIDI, so you can recompose it instead of just chopping randomly. That's the key difference here. We're not randomly glitching a loop. We're composing a new rhythm out of the original DNA. As you slice, preserve a recognizable anchor somewhere in the pattern. Usually that means keeping the snare placement familiar enough that the listener still trusts the edit. You can get very wild with the ghost notes and the hats, but if the backbeat disappears completely, the groove can lose its identity. Build a 2-bar mutation first. Bar 1 should still hint at the original groove, but with 1 or 2 interruptions. Bar 2 should get more fragmented and lead toward the return. A good advanced move is to keep the main snare anchor in place, then replace some kicks with ghost hits, reversed fragments, or little repeated slices. That gives you a proper surgery feel rather than just a cut-up loop. Try using velocity like a drummer would. Ghost notes in the 25 to 60 range, accented hits up around 90 to 120. That contrast is what makes the break breathe. And don't be afraid to use a little timing displacement. Push some percussion slightly ahead to create urgency, and tuck the snares slightly late so the groove keeps its weight. Here's a really strong trick. Use a tiny stutter, maybe a 1/16 or 1/32 repeat. Then cut it off abruptly so the next hit lands with more force. That tiny absence before the next accent can be more powerful than a long fill. Now bring in the ragga vocal material. This is not just decoration. In this lesson, the vocal is a rhythmic instrument. It should answer the drums. Think short phrases like pull up, hey, run it, or even chopped syllables from your own voice. Place those chops in the gaps between the break edits. Let the vocal conduct the phrasing instead of stacking more and more layers. A useful workflow is to slice the vocal in simpler or on the audio track, then run it through auto filter, echo, and a touch of reverb. Keep the delay filtered so it feels rhythmic rather than glossy. A short decay on the reverb keeps it from washing over the break. If you want a tougher ragga feel, pitch some chops down a few semitones, then keep 1 or 2 responses in the original register. That gives you a call and response between menace and energy. One of the advanced ideas here is to let the vocal lead the phrase. If the vocal chops are strong, don't fight them with too many extra drum hits. Place the edits around the vocal so it feels like the vocals are steering the section. Now let's shape the bass so it reacts to the switch up instead of bulldozing through it. In a Nightbass style section, the bass usually does one of 3 things. It filters in and out, changes note density, or morphs timbre across the phrase. The bass should answer the break and vocal, not compete with them. If you're working with a Reis, duplicate the MIDI and make a variation with fewer sustained notes and more short replies. If you're using Wavedable or Operator, Automate filter cutoff for wave-eatable position to open and close across the section. Keep the sub separate, mono, and stable. Let the movement live in the mid-bass layer. A really effective move is to make the bass answer the vocal chop. Vocal tag comes in, then the bass replies with a short stab or glide. Then leave a hole for the next drum edit. That pattern logic is what makes the section feel intentional, even when it's heavily edited. For the bass processing, saturator is your friend. A few dB of drive can make the mid-bass speak more aggressively without wrecking the low end. Then use EQ8 to high-pass any mid-bass layers so the sub remains clean. Keep the bass from doing too much stereo movement below the fundamentals. In this style, mono low end is non-negotiable. Now let's add modulation, but keep it controlled. We want movement, not chaos. Auto filter is brilliant here. You can automate a sweep across the switch up or just on a fill. Echo feedback rising over time is another great move. Start it relatively dry, then increase the feedback through the section, so it feels like the room is stretching out around the drums. A nice example would be to automate echo feedback from around 18% up toward 42% over 4 bars, then cut it sharply on the last kick, before the drop returns. That gives you a tunnel effect, which is very on brand for this darker late night energy. You can also use frequency shifter very subtly on a vocal return or FX layer to create a slightly unstable, haunted feel, or use redux in parallel to roughen the edges. Just be careful not to overdo it. The goal is to make the section feel alive, not turn it into a gimmick. Now shape the drum group as a whole. Once the break is sliced up, it can get spiky or thin. So use drum bus to restore body, glue compressor for cohesion, and EQ8 to clean up any mod or harshness. If the hats get too sharp, tame the top end a little. If the low mids feel cloudy, cut some 250 to 500 Hz. If the break loses punch after slicing, layer a very subtle clean transient underneath the key accents, but keep it minimal. A really useful trick is a drum shadow layer. Duplicate the break, strip it down to hats and texture, high pass it, and bring it up quietly just to keep the groove moving underneath the main edits. It helps the section feel fuller without sounding crowded. Now let's think about the arrangement as a story. A good 8-bar switch-up arc could go like this. In bars 1 and 2, the break mutation introduces the change and the vocal fragments appear. In bars 3 and 4, the bass modulation deepens and the delay feedback grows. In bars 5 and 6, you thin the drums out briefly and let the sub, vocal, and one percussion hook carry the energy. Then in bars 7 and 8, you rebuild tension with a riser, a reverse break hit, and a final fill into the next drop. That energy curve matters. Contrast and density is one of the strongest tools in this kind of production. A section that starts busy and ends sparse can feel way more dramatic than one that just keeps adding more stuff. Here's another advanced variation worth trying. Half-bar displacement. Shift the second half of the break pattern by an eighth note so the groove pulls sideways, then snap it back on the next downbeat. That little destabilization can make the return hit even harder. Or try a fake-out bar right before the drop. Let the groove suddenly thin out, maybe even remove most percussion for one beat, then hit the main drop one bar later with more force. That kind of negative fill feels huge when it lands right. For the FX side, keep it gritty and musical rather than generic. A short reverse break into the switch up can sound expensive and underground. Add a quiet layer of field recording, vinyl noise, or subtle room texture if you want more atmosphere, but duck it so it never muddies the groove. And always check mono. The switch-up should still read clearly without relying on width tricks. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't over-slice the break until it loses its identity. Don't let the bass and sub both get too active. Don't drown ragged chops in too much reverb. Don't make every edit equally loud. And don't fill every space. The silence between hits is part of the groove. That negative space is what gives the return drop its weight. If you want to push it darker and heavier, mute the hi-hats for one bar and let the chopped break and ragga vocal carry the energy. That kind of restraint can hit harder than adding another layer. In darker DNB, authority often comes from phrasing, not density. So, to recap the core process, start by duplicating your main drop into a dedicated switch-up lane. Slice a strong break in simpler, preserve a recognizable anchor, and recompose it into a 2-bar mutation. Add ragga vocal responses as rhythmic punctuation. Shape the bass so it answers the drums rather than fighting them. Use modulation tools like auto filter and echo to create movement. Then automate the arrangement so the section tells a real story from start to finish. And remember the main idea here, a Nightbus switch-up is about controlled mutation, not random glitching, not just making things more chaotic. It's about making the break, bass, and vocal elements talk to each other in a way that feels alive, dubby, and dangerous, while still staying DJ-friendly and club-ready. For your practice, try building a 4-bar switch-up from just one break and one vocal phrase. Slice the break, program at least one stutter, one boast hit, and one removed kick. Add a single ragga chop in the gaps. Make the bass answer the vocal on bars 1 and 3. Automate one filter sweep and one echo feedback rise. Then bounce it to audio and listen once in mono. If it still feels too busy, remove one element instead of adding another.